This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And they left out a point on that 747 dead stick landing.
What, you came in ahead of schedule? You were early?
Not only that, but it was amphibious.
Oh, an amphibious 747. Yeah, they're handy.
And that leads right into our next guest. Next guest here.
Yes.
Steve McCaughey?
McCaughey, that's correct.
From the Seaplane Pilots Association.
That's right.
You guys like to float when you fly.
We do. We like liquid runways.
There you go. Always changing. Hey, there's no center line.
Yeah. We don't land on these interstates, you know, these paved things. That's kind of an odd concept.
No challenge there at all, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it sounds like a lot of fun, especially with the weather being what it is right now.
You know, I have to imagine. Yeah, you felt right at home. If you do the typical student pilot mistake where the runway won't come up to meet you, that must get really exciting on water.
Yeah, the water's pretty hard.
Yeah, but I mean, the airplane could like sink in and tumble or do all sorts of odd things you really want to enjoy.
Yeah, so we can get into porpoising just like on a land airplane. We can get too much back pressure or too much forward pressure. You'll get into a porpoising, but the stall too high is not a good scenario.
And no.
Caravan do that in New York over the weekend. So.
Oops.
Ow. That happened.
Wow.
So broke a couple of float struts and no one hurt. It was
well, that's good.
There,
an airplane okay, more or less.
Yeah.
So more or less.
It was upright.
Now, question. General aviation airports in general seem to be under attack. Have you guys lost seaplane bases in the same manner?
Seaplane bases in general, the full service seaplane bases are kind of on decline in some ways, but that was something that had been going on for a long time. I can tell you, in the last 6 years of being the executive director at the association, all the advocacy that we're doing, we're seeing a tremendous influx of new life and interest in seaplanes. We've got the city of Tiveres in Florida. They literally trademarked the city as America's seaplane-friendly city. They've put about $12 million into building a public seaplane base with a pilot shop and marina attached and everything else. They're expanding it right now.
Oh, my.
And the entire city has been rebranded. They've opened 20. It's a small town, but they've opened 22 new businesses in the city since they rebranded themselves. And everything from the park benches to the light post to every street sign is all seaplane themed. All the businesses have seaplane themes in the entire city.
Wow.
So
we're
seeing more and more people inspired by things like that.
And let's go. Let's move in there. Sounds like a fun place to live. Yeah. I always love the look of an amphib, a Grumman or something. I don't know why, but I just like that look of the airplane.
Yeah, I call it the magnetic attraction. I mean, any place we take a seaplane, whether it's on water or on land that we land, there is literally this magnetic attraction. People are just, endlessly compelled to be attracted to a seaplane, the romance, the adventure, the exotic destinations that they represent. And that's one of the things that I think is causing this resurgence is people are finally coming back kind of around to, hey, I can have a piece of that.
Yeah. We were down the Ultralight Farm. There's a pair of Piaggio P136s, which I've never even heard of before. And they are really cool. 1950s vintage. And they've got the
gull
inverse gull wing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Nice airplanes.
Amazing airplane.
So what exciting things are going on over there? Because the seaplane base is one of those best-kept secret things.
It is. It is. And last year it got a lot of exposure because of the Martin Mars being here. Mm-hmm. So they had a lot of activity over there last year because of the Mars, which was, the world's largest flying seaplane, first time coming to AirVenture, which was a great opportunity. It got a lot. And they were flying down the flight line every day doing water drops because it's a fire bomber.
Yeah, they soaked a few people.
So, but a lot of activity out there this year, as always. A lot of demo rides by the manufacturers. It's a nice park-like setting, very family-oriented. It's shaded, and it's a completely different atmosphere than here at the main show grounds. So, there's a bus right at the bus terminal right at the base of the control tower here, and I think for $3 or something like that, they take you over to the seaplane base, and it's a good break from.
Yeah, a bit of relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm a pilot and I want to get a seaplane rating, is that easy? Are there a lot of schools or what?
There are. There's about 100 schools in the country. Almost every single state in the union, including Hawaii, has a school. what I tell people is it's the most enjoyable pilot rating you'll ever do. And depending on how advanced you want to get into the technique, 3 days on the low end, and about 6 hours of flying in a J3 Cub, or you can do something more advanced in a Cessna 180 or a Beaver or something like that, and maybe stretch it out for 5 days to 7 days. But most people can do a rating for under $2,000 and do it in 3 days, and it counts as a biannual flight review.
Wow.
It's a great deal. So, you know, instead of going and doing a BFR, add on a rating. I mean, every time my BFR comes around, I'm looking for another rating to add on.
Okay. So
it's a real twofer.
It sounds like he's running out of ratings.
I am, actually. Single
engine space. Do we have that rating yet?
He might be looking for that amphibious 747.
There you go.
I need a new company airplane.
What's your favorite seaplane to fly?
I don't have a favorite. I love them all. I fly everything from Sea Rays and J3 Cubs on floats. Thankfully, because of my position, I get great access to the airplanes, up to Grumman Albatrosses. And last October, I got to fly the oldest flying seaplane in the world, which was a Caproni 100. Built in Como, Italy, and we took 30 members. We've started a new thing. We're doing an annual trip where we take our members on a grand adventure, like I'm kind of known for doing. And so we said, okay, so we're going to try this out. We'll see how many people want to join us. We said we're going to go over to Lake Como, Italy, and fly seaplanes at one of the oldest seaplane flying clubs in the world. And we took 30 people over.
Wow.
We flew 80 hours of flying in 5 days, and we'd fly out to Lakeside Villas looking at the Swiss Alps for lunch, and they had the Caproni 100, the oldest flying seaplane in the world, and I got to fly it, so
nice.
That was pretty cool.
Nice.
So that one's up there.
Yeah.
I love the air cam. Heart, the air cam just steals my heart.
We were watching them fly last night over the Ultralight Farm, and it's like, oh my God, it's just hanging up there. It looks like it's going 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, there was an air cam in the pattern last night, although he was not on floats, though, for obvious reasons.
Well, he was on them little round rubber floats, you know?
The little
float
donuts.
Ones. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the air cam on, not to give them a plug, I do love the airplane. 3.5 second takeoff off the water.
Oh, my goodness.
So kind of hard to beat that performance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a get-up-and-go airplane.
Yeah.
I was in a Husky with a super hopped-up prop on it and everything, and I was doing a test flight on it, and I got in, and I hit the throttle, and I'd been doing a lot of air cam flying. And I was like, okay, 1 second, 2 second, 3 second, 4 second, 5 second. Now, anything under 40 seconds is generally pretty good, but at 7 seconds, I was looking around, what's going on? What's wrong?
Yeah, why isn't this flying? Yeah. Wow.
There is a bit of a transition between the two.
Yeah.
Don't bother making radio calls. This takeoff run's not long enough.
Yeah.
You're up.
Before you can advance the throttle with a nice, smooth throttle transition, before you can get to full power, you're powering back as you're climbing out at a ridiculous angle.
That's a problem.
Airplane.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of exciting things going on here at the show. We've got our corn roast tomorrow, just off property, off the main show property.
What time does that start?
5 o'clock. We have live music, 18 cakes of beer.
Oh, oops. did I hear that?
There's an invitation if I ever heard
one. Do you have any bacon?
So live music, 18 kegs of beer, 700 seaplane pilots.
Wow.
Under a tent, brats and roasted corn. We're going to have an auction. We're going to have raffles. We're going to have crazy games and things to get involved in. And it sells out every year. So by tomorrow midday, it'll definitely be sold out. But I highly encourage it. It's one of the events that we could double the size of the venue if we could. The property's not big enough, but we could double the size and still sell out.
There you go. You need a barge.
We do.
Party on the barge.
I'll tell you what. You got the makings of an air show there. You've got 700 pilots. You've got
and beer. That's all you need.
You got free food. You got free beer. All you need is free gas. You got your own air show.
So come by Hangar C, we're on one of the outside rows, and you can come get the tickets. But you know, not to give it a plug, but that's if you want to come get engaged with seaplane pilots, talk to us about what's going on and what it's like to own a seaplane or get the rating or anything else. One of the best ways is to come to the Corn Roast.
Okay.
Sounds like fun.
Well, I know a place where we could probably buy a seaplane base.
Yeah.
Seriously, the Philadelphia Seaplane Base.
Yeah.
Theoretically exists, but I don't think they do anything with
it. We are. We're doing a splash in once a year at Philadelphia.
Really?
It is one of the oldest seaplane bases in the world.
Yeah.
And I've got to do we go to Greenville, Maine every year for the International Seaplane Fly-In there, the largest fly-in for seaplanes in the world. And I'm going to fly. I bought a Cessna 140 that's hopped up with a big engine in October, and I'm going to fly that from Florida up to Maine, and I'll be stopping at the Philadelphia Seaplane Base.
Okay, I want to know what date that is because I want to go.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us, Steve.
Thank you, guys.
It's always fun
awesome.
To have you here.
Absolutely.
And this is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.